And starting us off for the contemporary round is Rochellular.
A long time ago, in a land far away, with the pineapple princess Tiki. She was sweet as a peach in a pineapple way, but so sad she hardly speaky. Still, if you listen well, you'll hear her secret wish.
Aloha, everybody. My name is Tiki.
I long to free a truly remarkable fish, my sweet prince.
Huma huma nuka nuka ampua ah, makihiki malahini hu.
Huma huma nuka nuka ampua ah, ooh. Hawana waka 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 niki poo poo poo. Ryan the Fog.
I dream of a boy who is under a spell that has left him all wet and scaly.
I sing from my heart of the power of love, just a girl with a ukulele.
Come to me, my sweet one, and be still.
I'll grasp your tail and stroke each tender gill, my sweet prince.
Huma huma nuka nuka apua ah, makahiki malahini hu.
Huma huma nuka nuka apua ah, ooh. Hawana waka 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 niki poo poo poo. This is when we lean into that kabuki thing.
Clouds turned gray and the big sky cried and the ocean had a fit.
Ryan, where's my ocean?
Then the wind went whoosh and the thunder cracked and the mighty Mount Foo Foo spit.
Then the mighty Mount Foo Foo spit.
T-t-t-tiki, t-tiki, wanna speaky, speaky, speaky with the mighty spirit Foo Foo. T-t-t-tiki, t-tiki, wanna speaky, 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 so words I will not mince. Please make a man of my fresh fish prince.
This is real fish talk, no lie.
And then he turns into a gorgeous prince and sings,
I'm Prince Huma Huma Nuka Nuka Apua Ah, Makahiki Malahini Hu.
With me, Huma Huma Nuka Nuka Apua Ah, waka 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 niki poo poo poo.
Everybody!
Huma huma nuka nuka apua ah, makihiki malahini hu. Huma huma nuka nuka apua ah, ooh. Hawana waka 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 niki poo poo poo. Waka 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 niki poo poo poo. Waka 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 niki poo poo.
And that was Rochellular with, I'm deferring the title of the song to the Hawaiian guy.
Humu humu nuku nuku apua a. Not huma huma nuku, whatever it was.
Hey, it rhymed.
We can't get through a season of HCOE without bad Hawaiian. Okay, great.
Yes.
with the Hawaiian.
It makes Jeffress happy.
Yes. Okay, so Rochellular. I really, really, really thought that your acting parts were hilariously funny, like that, Ryan, where's my ocean? And like, I thought those were really funny. But, and here's the but, I thought that the acting didn't always carry over into the singing acting. Like, how to describe this? There were parts when I felt that you were just focusing way too much on like getting the words right, and you weren't doing that like really comical, sharp, hey, overacty flair that really makes it extra comical, especially in the chorus parts with the huma huma akapuki oopoopoo.
Oh my
stuff.
Gosh.
Like you were, I don't
oh
know.
Oh my gosh.
I don't know. I'm not even bother trying to pronounce this, but yeah. But it just seemed like you were like so focused on it that you were dropping the that really great Sharpay character that you had established in the verses. I definitely liked the verses way more than I liked the choruses. I did not like the choruses. And then like when you got to the end of the choruses, the poo poo poos, they just sound like you just like I just sucked on this Hawaiian so bad, so I'm just giving up poo poo poo. Like I didn't like all the poo poos. There was just something about them like you dropped them, and they weren't like, in character anymore. And then what the hell was up with the gurgling? Like, it was really funny and all, but I was like, God, like, I could just picture Rochelle with, like, a glass of water, like, trying to get the right sound. And that did make me made me laugh. Like, it definitely made me laugh, but it was more for a laugh than for, like, this song I don't think was a very good singing choice for you, but it was definitely a very comical choice and definitely got my attention in that aspect. But I don't know. I think I just have to see what the other two do, because I'm a little torn on this. Because I thought it was hilarious, but I don't think it was the best choice for you for finale performance. Jeffers?
Hawaiian. LOL OMG, Rochelle. What did you do? This was hilarious, though. And the funny thing is, like, her Hawaiian wasn't that bad except for that humu humu nuku nuku apua'a. Like, I don't know. But I love how you, like, completely copied the Sharpay horrible Hawaiian-ness that the original had. So, good job, I guess. But Rochelle, on a plus note, is that I thought the layering in this worked way better than your other two songs did.
Like, that's very true.
With the oohs and the ahs in the background, that was so funny. And, like, she had harmonies, I think, that were really softly mixed. But I thought they were, like, a lot better than the... than your last two attempts in the other two songs. Yeah, this was really funny. I don't know what to say. Like, I didn't really take a lot of technical notes. And I, like Ambi, I don't know how I'm going to rank this or, like, where it will stand, but ha ha ha. Zelle.
I want her to say what she said in text.
Should I just say that first and then go
yes,
on to my
notes? Yes, please, because I am dying for them to hear what you said while we were sitting here listening to it when she typed in.
So pretty much Amb in the chat said WTF, and I'm like, well, she's just speaking drunk well.
Yeah, I said WTF at the gurgling point, yeah, and she was like, she's speaking drunk well. I was like, the best note of the night, by chance.
For once.
By chance, best note of the night.
Yeah, because Amb and Jeffers always get them. Okay, so yeah, Ashley Tisdale Sharpay songs, I can't stand her. I did love your diction. Like Amy says, you were like really focusing on your pronunciation. I think I'm gonna have nightmares now. I don't know, just because the song is kind of creepy. I don't like this a little bit more campy, especially on the male voice. Or like
that's what I was trying to say before. That's what I was going for with the Sharpay flair. Campy. That's what I was looking for. Thank you.
You're welcome. So yeah, and I want to ask, did you mean to title your email that? The way she spelled it?
Oh yeah, she was like poo.
the way I'm pronouncing it is poop.
Poop. Oh, poop.
Song so I'm like, poop. So yeah, but yeah, this was, it was very amusing, entertaining, and scary at the same time. So the whole song, I'm like, WTF, WTF. The fact that I even know where this song comes from is beyond me.
All right. Hot.
Well, following that lovely performance.
We're going on to, who is next? I need to put my,
Nani.
Nani! Nani is next.
Always been the kind of girl that hid my face, so afraid to tell the world what I got to say. But I have this dream right inside of me. I'm gonna let it show. It's time to let you know. To let you know. This is real. This is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now. Gonna let the light shine on me. Now I found who I am. There's no way to hold it in. No more hiding who I wanna be. This is me. Do you know what it's like to feel so in the dark? To dream about a life where you're the shining star. Even though it seems like it's too far away. I have to believe in myself. It's the only way. This is real, this is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now. Gonna let the light shine on me. Now I found who I am. There's no way to hold it in. No more hiding who I wanna be. This is me. You're the voice I hear inside my head. The reason that I'm singing. I need to find you. I gotta find you. You're the missing piece. I need the song inside of me. I need to find you. I gotta find you. This is real, this is me. I'm exactly where I'm supposed to be now. Gonna let the light shine on me. Now I found who I am. There's no way to hold it in. No more hiding who I wanna be. This is you're me. The missing piece. I need the song inside of me. You're this the voice me. I hear inside my head. The reason that I'm singing. Now I found who I am. There's no way to hold it in. No more hiding who I wanna be. This is me.
And Nani with her contemporary choice, This Is Me from Camp Rock. A.K.A. Demi Lovato.
I knew. Something inside me was like, she's going to do Demi. She's going to do Demi. She's going to do Demi.
Nani was meant to cover Demi Lovato.
Yeah,
stuff,
she's like, yeah, like she was born to cover Demi.
She's a Liz Calloway to... She's like Liz Calloway for Lea Salonga.
Yeah. Oh my gosh, Nani.
If you. Sense.
It does. If you cover some of Demi's new, like, R&B stuff, oh, that'd be so good for you.
I'm
oh my
your
gosh.
Gift of a friend. I love that song.
No, like, her new album is cool. But anyway, back to Nani. I like this a lot, Nani. I liked your phrasing in the first verse. Like, it had a lot of, it had, like, subtle excitement to it, and I liked it. And I liked how it was a bit more of a, more melodic and... like lead up into the song instead of like just bam from the get-go like the original. I thought that was nice and it made your belting sound bigger. I liked your liberties in the bridge. I thought they were very, very nice, and my mouth was like, whoa, drop open on the super high find you belt, because like she made the belt even higher than the original version, so I was just like jaw drop. Nitpick was that the ending sounded a little forced the way you released the note. But that's super nitpick. And I liked your extra harmonies towards the end. I thought those were very pleasant and nice. Yeah, I didn't write a whole lot down, Nani. I like this. It was a very solid job and pick for me. Zell?
This is why I like going last on contemporary songs, because I don't know half the stuff he just said.
Oh, but you'll be going first on the next one. Ha-ha!
Oh, my.
I know. I'm so screwed. Well, I did remember somebody saying this before on the show, which was Traviata, so yay for my knowledge of the song somehow. I thought this sounded pretty pro, and I really love that ending belt you had. Like, you had a lot of belts and energy in this, so yeah. Good job. I have really no notes for this. Ambie?
Yeah, add me to the very little notes list. I mean, I had going with your strong suit of Demi and really nice, nothing negative to say. Those are like the two notes I wrote. Like, I really had nothing negative to say. So, good job, Nani, I guess. I guess Jeffers basically said like all the good stuff that I would just be reiterating. So, copy and paste what all Jeffers said here.
Yeah.
Whew, sounds good. So up to the last song of ACOE season 2.
Yes! I don't want it to win.
Yes.
Oh.
I'm kind of ready for it to end. This has been a really long time that we've been doing this.
It's been a good show, though.
It has been a good show. It has been.
Yeah.
And that honor goes to Valkyrie Celeste with her contemporary song.
Woo!
Don't like waiting, let's go right now. Gotta hit the ground, dancing before the music slows down. What I'm saying, if there's something to fix, take it to another level. This is the remix. Everybody, everybody, get out on the floor. We can get a little crazy once the kick gets the floor. Make a scene, nobody can ignore. Don't knock it till you rock it, we can't take it no more. Bring the lights up, bust the doors down. Dust yourself off, shake it up, shake it up. DJ, set it off, take it up a notch. All together now, shake it up, shake it up.
And that is Valkyrie Celeste with what apparently everybody's telling me it's called Shake It Up from the movie Shake It Up?
The TV show. It's the theme song for Shake It Up, the TV show. The one about the two girls that dance on just... TV.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We don't get this channel.
It's a pretty decent show. It's better than Hannah Montana, if you ask me.
Mm.
Okay, so there is hope in the world then.
Not much hope, but just a little bit of hope.
All right, Valk. I like the edge of your voice too. That's like your motion, energy. Yeah, I don't know the exact word. I don't want to use the word swagger, but pretty much of that. Wow, the effects. It was very trippy with all the panning, I will say. good job, Lara. She's one who mixed for Valk.
I was gonna say Lara is the one we have to thank. Yeah.
Hats off, Lara.
Yeah. Yeah.
Princess
Starlight. Yeah.
That was shaking in my chair. It was very synth pop or 90s for me, which I loved, which makes me not hate the song. for your entry at like 150, your voice came in a little too soft. And I think maybe just with the volume, you could have just amped it a bit, or Laura. The vocals at the end could have been a little lowered at the same time. So maybe just invert that. But overall, wow, Valk, I like this overall. See, I did not die when I went first. So,
yes! Yes! Y'all.
We are converting her.
Little by little.
No,
song
not.
By song.
No, never!
So,
terrible people.
Valk. I was like, ooh, Vuk's getting all fancy on us. This is definitely, like, the, like, most mixy and, like, affecty song I've ever heard Vuk do.
And, nice word there.
Yeah, affecty, yeah. There was a really nice, like, energy and attitude. I actually wrote down, like, especially in the 1 second we were doing, like, the shake it ups and all that. You really had you really had a Zendaya attitude about you there, which is the name of the one girl who's on the show at Rocky, not Cece. Like, okay. I could really, like, feel, like, I could totally picture in my head, like, Rocky singing that part, which was, like, that's really good. So you definitely have, like, the attitude of the song going, and I really liked some of the effects on it. My only thing was, towards the end, your, I guess you could kind of call it harmonies on the shake it ups, was a little odd. Like, the main vocal was fine, but I don't know if the back vocal was, they were kind of, like, oil and water with one another, like they weren't really blending well together. And I
the shake it up
yeah, that part I don't think that the harmony was correct there, because it kind of sounded like they were clashing with one another. Like, I didn't hear it so much in the earlier ones. It was those last couple towards the end that it really started getting clashing with one another. But other than that, I thought this was pretty good. And I guess this is a Laura note. One of the effects on the, at one point when, like, the one vocal didn't have effect and there was another vocal that had effect with it, I didn't really like it. It kind of sounded a little too robotic for me. But other than that, I liked this a lot. Very good job, Vuk. I'm very proud of Vuk in this finale, because she's definitely held her own very well.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I like how especially, like, you really picked three distinct, well, I mean, in general, all three of them really showcased a variety here, but yeah. I did not see this coming from Vuk, just because, like, I don't think she's ever done, like, a really party kind of really pure poppy song, and it was refreshing, right?
It was.
And so many vocals that she had to do for this.
Yeah. Because I know there are backtracks without background vocals, but hats off to Vuk for doing them all. And good job, Laura. I like the mixing a lot with your multi-band compressor and the panning with the flanger, giving it that alien effect.
Oh, there he is. Mixing geek Jeffrey. There he is. Makes one final appearance on the show before the season's over.
Yeah, I mean, it kind of come up somewhere. I really like your harmonies, though, Vuk. And going to nitpicks, the bring the lights up part and the soft section I thought came in a little late. Let's see, I thought you had good energy and emotion. I think to take it up a notch and all together now, the last two times it came up in the song towards the end were a little flat for
me.
Yeah,
that's the part that I was talking about, yeah.
Both the harmony and the main melody both kind of went down. Let's see, what else? Yeah, I like this a lot, Vuk. I do like this style a lot for you. I hope you do more. And I know she's been trying to sing this song for the entire season, and I thought you did a good job.
Yes, very good.
She was, like, trying to do this for Contemporary and Disney Channel and all those other ones. And yeah, good job.
All right, so now it is big decision time. Dun, dun, dun. We're going to go away now and make our decision, and then when we come back, we will have a decision.
Yes, for crush dreams and make dreams come true at the same time.
And we have a final tally. We have the rankings, you guys. It's...
Yes, we do.
The season is officially about to end. Yes.
It's crazy.
It's my house phone
ringing. I don't know why.
Why is my house phone ringing? Someone's like... It's 10:30 at night. I don't know why.
Take a drink, Millie.
Sorry. All right, so... Who wants to do the rankings? Who wants to announce the winner? Who wants to go...
It would be so epic if we could just all do it at the same time, but with
Skype
and,
delays. So why don't we just, I'll announce third, and then the two of you can fight over who announces first.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Can I do second? I'll do second.
Well, you have to give first, because then you, like, if you say second, you automatically just wins, so.
Yeah.
It's third and first, and the other person is like, I'm second. This is weird. Okay. We probably should have thought this over before we started recording again, but okay, so... in third place for happiest competition on earth.
La, 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 la. Music, epicness, fireworks.
Are you done stuff? So I can say the name and it doesn't get interrupted by you going fireworks, Disney stuff? Are you done now?
It's all good.
Third place goes to Rochellular. Congratulations, Rochellular. From dropping out season one to third place in season two, it's a nice step.
It is a very nice step.
Yes. So now we are down to Valkyrie Celeste and Nani. Who's going to announce the winner? Who's going to do it?
And this was very close, too.
This was really close.
Yeah.
Like, this was not as close as last season, but still surprisingly.
Pretty epic
like,
close.
Really close. Like, really close.
Mm-hmm.
Really close.
Like, what?
Who's doing it?
I'm doing second place.
All right, you do it, Jeffers, and then Zelina will congratulate second place.
Okay.
You do it. Go for it, Jeffers.
The winner of HCOE season
Fireworks,
2.
Disney sounds, happiness, how you feel, Jeffers?
Number one out of 42 contestants over 13 rounds is Nani.
Congratulations, Nani, which means, Zelina, go ahead.
I'm happy to announce that Valkyrie Celeste, in her first top three show with Badge, is second place.
Yeah, Yay. Val, it's not her first finale because she did finale for Voice, and we still don't know the results for that. So she could totally still win the Voice and then have gotten, like, second here, and that's, like, dang. Val is really is the most improved singer on
Definitely.
VH, like, cray.
And even in the show, cray. She, like, really improved a lot, too.
Yeah.
Like,
from
it's amazing.
Point A to now, I'm really proud of you, Val. I'm really proud. And it really was super close. Like, you were so close to winning this, believe it or not. Because right now she's probably like freaking like, I can't believe this. Well, believe it, Valk. You won second place. And congratulations to Nani. Yay.
Yes.
Newcomer, too. She was
newcomer. Her first competition, and she won it. Get it, girl. Yeah.
Way to make a statement.
Way to make a statement. So, the badges are probably going to be slightly delayed. Like, usually, like, we give you the badges now, and then you have to wait 3 days and put them in. But we're custom making these badges to the three of you. Because you're probably wondering why we asked you who your favorite princesses were. And that was because your princess is going to be in your badge. So each of you is going to be represented by a princess. So we actually have to ask for a third princess from some of you. So
Yeah.
Because you all had very similar princess choices. So now they overlap and now someone is left without a princess. So we'll get that later. But they're going to be custom made badges. So they might take a little while. And Jeffers gets to walk around with a princess badge.
Oh, joy. Yes. I'm so looking forward to it. I can't control my excitement.
Maybe we'll butch yours up a little bit, Jeffers, you know?
Yes.
Oh, they have those pictures on DeviantArt, don't they?
No, we're not making him a butch one. Oh. He's not going to say that. He's getting a frilly, frilly princess badge. So that's it. But we do have some announcements to leave you with.
Yes.
Harding
mm-hmm.
on this show. So the first one is we told you about it last week, which is the upcoming, we're calling it the HCOE Season 2 Song Wrap-Up Special. And that's going to be a week from tonight, which is Tuesday. So Tuesday the 11th at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. 11 at 11.
Mm-hmm.
And that's going to be, we haven't got the full list yet, but it's going to be roughly anywhere between 60 to 90 minutes of just the best songs of the season. And there's some in there that I don't think people even remember, that there's some really good ones on the list that might be overlooking. But it's going to be really awesome. If you want to come, just let us know. Post in the topic show us your interest in the topic, or just PM one of us that night. I mean, we'll plug it in chats or something that night to get people in.
Right.
It's going to be awesome. Best of the best of the season. And who wants to give the next announcement? Announce the thing in the spring first, and then we'll announce the other thing.
Oh, yes. Guess I can
go
do
ahead.
It.
Yeah, you can do
go
the sprint. Do the All same right. thing. Even though it's already been announced, we'll officially say it here.
Yeah. So basically, in the spring, there's a lovely little show called Best of the Rest, featuring Team Star, and Team HCOE will be the other side team judge people.
We will be taking over the torch from Team It this season. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Coaching and, the best of the rest.
And we're Team HCOE, not Team Earth.
Yes, we are not Team.
Get that in your minds.
Come on. Or we look like Michael Jackson, Earth Song. Oh, no.
Actually. Or Captain Planet. Jeffers.
And then Jeffers gets to do the big announcement.
Yes, so we have decided to return for a season 3 sometime in the future. That is undecided, most likely summer, but we will have a season 3 sometime.
And season 3 will more than likely be the last season of HCOE. Yes. So if you didn't get through this season, or if you came in too late to audition for this season, you're going to get one more chance to be a part of the trilogy of HCOE. So
yes, we are a trilogy.
Sometime next
summer. Just like
summer.
Toy Story.
Just like Toy Story. Just like The Lion King. Just like Aladdin. We don't have a TV series to go with it.
Little Mermaid.
Little Mermaid, too. Cinderella. But Little Mermaid's other ones kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Then again, I guess Return to Far wasn't that good either. But yeah, so that's something I like. No one like even knew inklings of that. That, but we're officially announcing it, that we're definitely going to have a season 3. That's going to be awesome.
Yep.
So I guess we'll see you in the spring for Best of the Rest. And then we'll see you in the summer for season 3 of Happiest Competition on Earth. And we'll see you next Tuesday for the finale.
Yes.
End of the season wrap-up special. It's going to be awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Winter wrap-up.
Winter wrap-up. Oh, winter wrap-up. But it's autumn, so it's autumn wrap-up. Autumn wrap-up.
Something our holidays now.
Congratulations to our 3 winners. Rochellular, Valkyrie, and the grand queen of HCOE for this season, Nani.
Nani.
Nani. Aloha, aloha. One last time.
Oh,
it had to be said one last time. And wait. We can't end this without one more.
Sweet.
I didn't. I haven't done it in the finale, and I promised Dylan Collins that I would do this in the finale. So, okay, I'm stretching myself out. I'm getting myself ready. Ready? Ready?
The most epic one. Oh wow, that was pretty
epic.
Really
good.
You had a little intro to it.
It was a little intro. It was like, you know, I crescendoed into it. So, one last dolphin for the road until next season.
Oh.
All right. Good night, all.
Good night and congrats.